Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Okay, let me clear my throat and then we'll jump in. It's Rico Daily. I'm Adam Clark Estes. The Great Resignation. The Big Quit. The Great Reshuffle. Whatever you want to call it. We're living through a time when people in the United States are still quitting their jobs en masse. Ronnie Mola, Recode reporter, how would you describe year two of the Great Resignation?
You know, if you'd asked me this like a week ago when I first started reporting it, I would have said, you know, quit rates were really high last year and they've come down a little bit, but they're still pretty high. But then the new Bureau of Labor Statistics data came out and it looks like quit rates have jumped right back up. They're up to 3% again, which is really high. That's as high as it's ever been. What's changed, though, is who's quitting. Young people who haven't been at their jobs very long or who are in lower paying industries, they're always going to be the ones who are quitting more often. They always have the highest quit rates. Think about like what you were doing in college or, you know, you get a job for a little while, you leave, you're not that invested. But the rates have jumped up a whole lot for older, more tenured and more higher paid individuals. Adam Galinsky, this professor at Columbia's business school, referred to it as the Great Midlife Crisis. These jobs are in finance, they're in business and professional services, you know, think like an accountant, you know, anyone you're paying a lot by the hour to do a service for you. Generally, these jobs are called knowledge worker jobs. You know, they're people at a computer making a decent living. So not the people who are in the trenches during the pandemic who are frontline workers.
And do we have any idea why they're quitting?
Yeah, there is all sorts of reasons. A lot of it has to do with remote work. Now that office jobs are asking a lot of employees to come back, the people who work there aren't really happy about it. You know, they've successfully worked from home for a couple of years now. They might have found that they like it. They like the work-life balance, that sort of thing. So when they're being asked to come back into the office, some of them are jumping ship. They're saying, it's a really tight labor market. What I do is really valuable. I'll get a job somewhere else where they'll let me work remotely. There's also less tangible stuff like, what's the meaning of like, what am I doing every day from 9 to 5? Is it valuable? You know, a lot of people had a sort of epiphany during the pandemic when, you know, millions of people are dying and like, it makes you question like your life. So I think a lot of people are rethinking what they do. Then there's also like, everyone's doing it. You know, it seems like if your friend does it or your colleague does it, it puts it into your mind like, hey, this is a possibility.
Well, Ronnie, as you're explaining all this to me, I can't help but think that it's got to be a huge luxury if you're a worker that's stable enough and well enough paid that you can just quit your job and do something else or do nothing else.
Absolutely. I mean, this is obviously like a very privileged position to be in. A lot of these people make a good amount of money to begin with, might have a good deal of savings, maybe have a spouse that makes a good amount of money or whose healthcare they could stay on while they're in between jobs. So it's definitely something that, you know, is going to be more common among higher wage, higher earning people. That money gives them the freedom to decide, you know, what do I really want to be doing with my life? Do I want to be working remotely? Maybe I want to take on some gig work, something that's a little less secure, but that might be fun and interesting or just part-time, or maybe I want to start my own business.
Are we seeing that happen more often?
As of last year, there was like a record number of new business applications. You know, maybe you used to work for someone else and now you're tired of it and you're like, hey, I'm going to do the same thing, but for myself. There's also been a sort of a transition in the types of businesses that people are forming. Earlier on in the pandemic, it was a lot more e-commerce stuff, you know, which sort of made a lot of sense. Everything was being sold online. And now a lot more business professional services startups are coming out, you know, people deciding that they're going to be an accountant for their own business as opposed to working for someone else.
And I'd also imagine that a lot of people are quitting because it's still a pretty hot job market out there, right?
Yeah. If everyone's quitting their job, that means a lot of jobs open, which is the situation that we're in right now. That means that, you know, you're a hot commodity. Not a lot of people are getting fired right now, we know. So it's a good time if you have marketable skills. And even if you don't, to try to find another job. Even though, you know, there are some sort of scary things potentially on the horizon. Inflation's happening. Maybe a recession. The present looks pretty rosy for people in these jobs.
Okay, so The Great Resignation, this has been going on for 2 years. You hinted that the future might be grim. I have to ask, when does this end or how does it end? Isn't it bad for the economy at a certain point for everybody to stop working?
Well, I think there's two things that could happen. One, maybe solve the underlying problems that are making people jump ship, which is like, I don't know, let a lot more people work remotely, make jobs better, you know, but that's sort of a squishy answer. Or, you know, there's just a recession that shuts down this hot job market because there's not that many jobs out there. And then people are going to have to make less pleasant decisions.
Okay, Ronnie, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Today's episode was produced by Taylor Macon and engineered by Melissa Ponce from Hemlock Creek Production. I'm Adam Clark Estes. Thanks for listening.